Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I am your host, Rosie Acosta, yoga teacher and teacher trainer, mindfulness coach, speaker, and creative writer. I am also the founder of RadicallyLoved.com, a website where you can go for more information about yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and lifestyle advice. On this podcast, we talk to people within our health and wellness community that are creating content through the ritualistic practice of yoga, meditation, or overall mindful living. We hope to create value in your life so that you can achieve your highest potential and live a radically loved life. To stay in touch with us, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rosie Acosta and on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie. You can sign up for our newsletter on radicallyloved.com to stay up to date on future workshops, retreats, and latest podcasts. A quick message from our sponsor. If you're looking for a nutrient system that truly embraces and complements the mind-body balance in a holistic, nurturing way, then wellness kits from Ayurveda are your natural answer. They're created with the help of naturopathic and Ayurvedic practitioners committed to the healing tradition's mantra of purity and harmony. These top-quality ingredients are hand-picked and refined in a way that preserves utmost quality and potency. Discover a wide range of formulas that deliver essential fatty acids, herbs, probiotic strains, and enzymes to help support your health and wellness needs. Whether you're looking for a natural detox support, a gentle digestive aid, soothing probiotics, or a formula dense in vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, you can be assured you're getting only the best natural healing remedies for your body. Go to youveda.com, that's youveda.com, and enter the promo code Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, for a special discount on your first purchase. I'm always talking about how being a yoga teacher isn't always happy rainbows and butterflies. And I mean, to be honest, real life isn't. Is it? Is it always rainbows and unicorns and kittens and whatnot? If it is, wow, that's amazing. Please contact me. I'd love to talk to you about it. That being said, I find that there are some pretty easy things that I can do when I'm not feeling completely awesome or happy that gets me right into change your freaking perspective mode. So I thought I'd share them with you. So the first thing is to get real about happiness. So we all know that happiness isn't always about being up all the time to be, you know, always on 100%. Instead of thinking of that trait, you know, begin to think of the tiniest moments of joy or happiness in your life. Sometimes they're really small. You know, it's you have to be able to replace a negative with a positive. In yoga, we call this pratipaksha bhavanam. It means replacing a negative thought with a positive one. So why is this important? So aside from all the science and research out there that shows us that happiness is one of the best defenses against hardship, it really creates our ability to be resilient. It also allows us to not get stuck in any like weird negative state. So think about that. The next time you're feeling, you know, not as happy or as grateful as you should be, think about something that's going well, or think about just even a moment in your life where you were just completely so full of joy and so happy. So that's the number one thing. Usually that one kind of helps me reset and get back into, you know, a place of like reality. Sometimes when you're having a shitty day, you're just kind of stuck in that wheel of suffering. Number two is to find your purpose. And as daunting as that sounds, and it can be daunting, getting involved with something outside of your day-to-day routine has the power to infuse your daily life with greater meaning and greater purpose. You know, so these are a couple of questions that I always ask my students when they're having a hard time finding what that purpose is. The first one is, what do I care about beyond just me? What is it that you care about beyond what is happening with you in the moment? Number two is, what small little action can you take today that's in alignment with this belief. The third is, how will your actions affect the world in the long run? Who benefits? Right? So when you're able to take some of these things and turn them into something you can actually see or sense or visualize, it really creates a place and a space for this to become a reality. So maybe the next time you're feeling a little bit stuck or in a rut, just remind yourself that you have a purpose. And if you feel like you don't, then ask yourself those questions. The third thing is to be generous. Being generous is a ripple effect. So there's no experience more uplifting than giving, right? I mean, Tony Robbins talks about this all the time, guys. There's got to be something to it, right? At the base of generosity, there's compassion. So this is another thing that, with all the research that's out there, we know can create such a huge impact. You know what's even better? Is that generosity is generative. The more you practice it, the better you feel and the easier it becomes to be generous. It's like a ripple effect. You know, you affect one person, that person hopefully affects somebody else. So the next time you're feeling a little unhappy, just think about these three things and hopefully it allows you to change your perspective. So remember, always get real about where you are. Find your purpose and be generous. Hey listeners, we need your support. Help us by subscribing and rating to this podcast. Send us a snapshot of your review or comment, and we will send you a very special Radically Loved gift. Send your comment to info@radicallyloved.com. You can also click on the show notes here on this podcast for more information. If you want to be part of our community, please click the link to our private Facebook group on the show notes of this particular podcast so you can be the first to hear of upcoming trainings, retreats, and special Radically Loved events. Thanks so much for listening. Do you want to go on an epic yoga adventure? I do. In fact, I do all the time. When do I not want to go on an epic yoga adventure? And this fall, in an attempt to see the Northern Lights, we will go to Iceland into a journey through the chakras. It's going to be fun. If you're curious, you can email me at rosie@radicallyloved.com or go to the show notes and click the links to each of the retreats, or you can go to radicallyloved.com. See you soon. Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends. Email us, message us on Instagram @RosieAcosta or on Twitter @RosieAcosta. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.